He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the May 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting once again today live from Sarasota, Florida, where the sun is shining in Sarasota, but not on Wall Street. And I think you will find out why here in a minute. And it also confirms my theory, which I haven't heard anywhere else. I don't think they'll tell you on CNBC or the other channels that the market, whether you like Trump or not, the market wants his agenda to be reelected at the midterms and next year. And you see, when Trump has a good day, the market does well. And when Trump has a bad day, today we're getting North Korea, the big summit, the big peace pipe powwow has been postponed. The market has a bad day. There is a direct correlation between Trump's popularity and likelihood of being reelected, including the midterms, and the market right now. The Dow is down 122 points right now. After it made a comeback yesterday after the Fed minutes, the Dow is down 121 to 24,765. The S&P 500 is down 12 points this morning to 2,720. The NASDAQ is down 27 points to 7,398. The Russell 2000 down 0.5% this morning. The winner is gold this morning, up $13.40 per ounce. We've got crude oil backing down a little bit. We've got too much supply again. It's that old game of supply and demand. It's at $70.67, and the 10-year yield is below 3. My prediction was wrong that we'd never see below 3. We're 2.97. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, once again live from beautiful, beautiful Sarasota, Florida. We're sunny today. Well, I have been saying, and you're not hearing it anywhere else, I've heard every excuse possible for the discrepancy between the seemingly disconnection between earnings right now and market. The market. We had a blowout earnings season. Why isn't the market blowing out? Why isn't the market hitting new highs? Well, there's another part of the market called sentiment. Sentiment is hard to measure. We measure sentiment on a daily basis by the way the market reacts. We measure sentiment by the VIX index, the fear index. But I have come to the conclusion, I have seen the connection enough times to figure out in my brain that it is totally tied. The market moves are pretty much tied to Trump's popularity. When Trump has a good day in the market, when Trump has a good week in the market, or in Washington, let's say, when things are going well, which would raise the likelihood of the current administration keeping the House, keeping the Senate here in the midterms, and him being reelected 2 years, 3 years from now, 2.5 years from now, the market does well. And when the market, when he has bad days, when the North Korea talks fall apart, when the trade talks fall apart, the market does not do well. The market does not, and you're not going to hear this from Jim Cramer, you're not going to hear this from Steve Leisman or the other people on CNBC. The market does not want an Elizabeth Warren-run economy or a Nancy Pelosi-run economy. That's just the fact of the matter, no matter which side of the aisle you sit on. If you're a market participant, and you want the stock market to continue to rise, just look at what happened when he was elected. And look what happened to the market over the next 12 months. And why is it stumbling and fumbling around here in 2018? A year later, well, because his popularity stumbles and fumbles around. And the likelihood of him being reelected, one day it seems like a high likelihood, the next day it seems like, I don't know about this. And the market reacts accordingly. 10-year yield back under 3%. I didn't think we would see that. But we're seeing it. We're seeing it 2.97%. There's a lot of reasons, you know. It's considered a flight to safety, going back to the bond market, even though the bond market is a treacherous place to be at the current time. We did get news from the Fed yesterday. It was favorable. You saw a dramatic turnaround. Now, I'm not trying to say that the market only takes cues from Trump's popularity polls. Oh, the Fed still has a lot to say with the direction of the market. Both the bond market and the stock market. Central banks around the world still have a lot to say. I'm just telling you what the biggest factor on the market is right now. Europe is having one of its worst days in weeks. The Stoxx 600 is down 1%. And of course now our S&P 500 is down 0.5% here this morning. You got a little bit of amped up trade war talk. The Fed rate hike cycle is beginning to expose some cracks in the Goldilocks scenario. There's another theory out there. Rising interest rates, rising oil prices, all these different things, okay? But in the end, I mean, eventually the market will come back to earnings. Now, the Fed turned things around yesterday. The market was having kind of a so-so day, and then it really started to blast off. I had a very good day in the market yesterday by the end of the day. I'm glad I didn't go home early, or I would have missed the action. It's like leaving a baseball game in the seventh inning when you're down 8-0, right? I've done this before. I'm notorious. My wife and I are notorious for doing this. Well, honey, you know, I got to go to work tomorrow early. Let's go. Let's beat the traffic. And we put the game on the radio on the way home, and pretty soon it's 8-1, and then it's 8-2, and then it's 8-5. And they end up winning 9-8 on a walk-off in the ninth inning that we missed in one of the greatest comebacks of all time. You know, that's just the way it is. That's the way the market was yesterday. Unfortunately, Tampa Bay could not come back from that 3-0 deficit in the third quarter. But the market did come back and had a pretty good day. Why? Well, you know, gradual is what the Fed said. And we can allow inflation over 2%. So they're widening that margin a little bit. But at the same time, they also said that June hike, Omaha, whatever Peyton Manning used to yell, they're going to hike the ball. It's a go. There will be another rate hike in June. So even though the inflation has hit the 2% target, the FOMC is cautious against raising rates too quickly. And that was music to the market's ears. Now, you know, here's how this drama goes. So we end the market day. Wow, we had a good day in the market. Everything looks good again. And then I get an alert about 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that now Trump is considering tariffs on new imported autos of up to 25%. Would you still buy a Honda if there was a 25% tariff tax that you had to pay to buy that car? I don't think so. Well, this has now launched the trade war once again. Now, some people think it's just a ploy that he's using as leverage in the NAFTA talks, which I'm inclined to believe. But China's not just sitting by and not saying anything. China opposes the abuse of national security clauses, which is the excuse that the administration is using. I don't see how importing Hondas is a threat to national security myself, but I guess it's a threat to Detroit. It's a threat to Indiana. It's a threat to our economy. It's a threat to the well-being of you, good you paying U.S. jobs and things like that. And he is pretty much a nationalist and a protectionist. But it has also thrown that nice momentum that we had going into the close yesterday. Put the kibosh on it, man. And then we recovered from that, and the futures were back about to even this morning. And then here comes the news that the North Korea summit, the Peace Pipe Summit with Kim Jong-un, is off for now. And there goes his favorability ratings, and there goes the market. But when we come back, we'll try to find some good news out there. There's always some good news out there. There's always some good stocks out there. That's why we call it the Best Stocks Now radio show. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I got two stocks I want to talk about, two individual companies that I want to talk about during the show today. But I want to get a few of these. There's some interesting news items here. Of course, this proposed tariff all of a sudden coming out of nowhere, just left field, all right? We're going to use the National Security Clause impose a 25% tariff on new imported autos. And that seems to be some kind of a bargaining chip there as these negotiations continue to go on and on. Well, let's take a look at some other news. Obamacare premiums to rise 15% this year. The premium for the benchmark silver plan is projected to jump an average of 15% next year, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Well, following the double-digit increase, premiums in the Obamacare plans will continue rising about 7% per year for the next 9 years. Isn't that a little higher than the inflation rate? Oil prices have been tumbling here recently. Oh, they say tumbling. Just pull up a chart. You can pull up USO, which is a crude oil ETF that tracks the price of oil. I don't exactly see them tumbling. I see them pulling back a little bit in a primary uptrend. I haven't seen the issues between us and Iran solved here recently. I don't see Venezuela straightening out anytime soon. I think there's going to continue to be upwards pressure on oil prices, despite a little bit of a jump in U.S. inventories, which should come as no surprise. What do you think the U.S. companies are going to do with oil at $70 per barrel? They're going to frack, 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 and drill, 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 and pump, 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 and sell, sell, sell to get that oil to market as quickly as they can. So it should come as no surprise that we've got a little bit of a jump in U.S. inventories here recently. That's how price, that's how supply and demand works. When prices get high, well, they produce more product, right? And then pretty soon, this is how markets work. There's too much product. There's too much supply. Prices start to fall, okay? And then they don't pump product. And pretty soon we have a shortage because they're not pumping product. And you have too much demand and not enough supply. But I think the overall direction of oil right now, I think the energy sector is still a very good sector to be in. How about the housing sector? No. No, it's interest rate sensitive. New home sales disappoint. That should also come as no surprise. I reported yesterday that the 30-year mortgage, fixed mortgage, is now at 4.86%. Now, I know a lot of people that have 30-year mortgages in the low threes, and they were able to afford those houses that they bought because of those low mortgages. So I think it does take some buyers out of the market, which is not good for new home builders, because now those that could have bought a few years ago now are being priced out with interest rates. Even though it only is a few hundred dollars here or there in your monthly payment, I still think it plays a big role, does interest rates, on the home building market. I find this story very interesting. Apple signs with Volkswagen. You ever see any Volkswagens on the road? I can remember when slug bugs and love bugs and beetles and all of that were crawling all over America. We still see a lot of Volkswagens, not like we used to. But Apple now getting in on the self-driving cars. The New York Times reports, in a bit of a setback from grander visions of working with BMW and Mercedes-Benz, Apple has decided, well, they've landed Volkswagen to work with. So now, what will we see first in the car next to us with the guy working on his laptop? Will it be a Google Waymo car? Will it be an Intel Mobileye car? Will it be a Tesla fully autonomous? Or will it be an Apple fully autonomous car? I continue to believe in some of these stocks that make autonomous technology. And I know there was a big setback in Tempe. In fact, Uber has pulled out of Arizona with their autonomous testing. I still believe that you cannot stop this wave of electrification of cars, which means a whole upheaval in our charging gas station, fueling systems, in batteries, in lithium, in technology, in software, people trading in their old cars with yesteryear's technology for today's cars with today's technology. I still believe that that's a very good place to be invested, but you have to be very, very particular in what you invest in. Now, Apple, not a bad company on its own without self-driving cars, but with the deal with Volkswagen to make self-driving cars, does that not open up a whole new space for Apple in its race towards $1 trillion market cap? Apple today is at $922 billion. I continue to own Apple in my growth and income portfolio. Now, while there's stocks of today, I had someone remind me today that he was at my workshop in Sarasota, which was almost, I think it was a year ago when I was at the Hyatt Regency. I know it was hot. Must have been July, August. So maybe we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that workshop, and we'll try to do another one before the year is out. He reminded me of how I knocked around GE at that seminar at the workshop, and I had people that met with me that had a lot of GE stock, and I warned them. This year I'm warning about bond funds, but then it was GE that I was really warning about, and I was warning about bond funds. Now you've got GE saying he makes no promise. This is Flannery, the new CEO. You're buying GE for the dividend? Well, be my guest. Because now Flannery is saying there's no promise that there will be a dividend next year at GE. I talked about Libby yesterday, which had a 5.6% dividend yield that people were buying, but the underlying stock was garbage. Canned peas? Well, GE down 7% yesterday. Now it's down 4%. Actually, 4% today. Maybe that dividend goes away. Not good. Well, we'll talk about some good stocks when we come back. All right, it's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I want you to know that while I am here meeting with people, folks, on and off, I have my planner with me. Man, am I glad to be teamed up with him on this trip, because he's able to look at the big picture. You know, I'm pretty much a growth guy. That's my specialty, is growth. And also trying to, help during the, when the market has its down times. I don't believe in being fully invested at a time like that. You gotta protect the crop. You gotta protect the harvest of the last 9 years. Hopefully it'll be 12 years before this is all over. We do not know when that time will come. But as you know, if you check my newsletter every weekend, you know that I look through every nook and cranny. That is my internal research. And I send it out every weekend for you, my analysis of the market in my newsletter. You can go to GundersonCapital.com to sign up for that. But I am managing money actively here while I am on this trip. I never, ever am not attached to the market. I have the business channels going on my iPhone. I have my charts in front of me. Yesterday, in between meetings, I had already checked pretty much the market, and I saw a chart that made my eyeballs pop out. And my process is this, okay? I'm a little bit different, and I get to ask this question a lot. When somebody moves an account to me, there's really two different scenarios there. Sometimes they give me a blank palette to begin with, a white canvas, as my father used to say, who was an artist, starting with a nice, clean, beautiful, white, pristine canvas, in other words, cash, with no holdings whatsoever, and I get to paint that picture from fresh start. I'm not going to complete the painting the next day. I'm not going to send it out to the lithographer and make a lithography of what I currently own, of the paintings that I've already created. Yours is going to be custom, a little bit different, because I'm going to start with that fresh, clean canvas. Now, since the beginning of the year, we have had dozens and dozens of new people come to us, and many have come to us with a clean canvas. And as I see those opportunities amongst the stocks that I already own or amongst new stocks that I find, I add them one at a time to your canvas and start painting your picture. And yesterday I saw a stock that I already have a huge position in, and I said to myself, you know, there's a lot of new people that have come to me here in the last 6 to 8 weeks that I don't think own this stock yet. And so I did a little scan. I mean, it only takes, with today's technology, within 60 seconds, I had the task complete. I put in a 3.33% allocation. I built a block trade. And I pulled up all the people in the groups that I own this stock in, which are my two growth portfolios. One is the Ultra Growth, and one is the Premier Growth. I have it in both of them because I feel like this is one of the great stocks of our era. You know, you talk to your parents, it was Ford, and it was General Electric, and it was Sears and others. Well, this is 2018. It's a different crop of new stocks that are growing at a rapid pace. Yesterday, I pulled up the chart of Netflix to check in to see how my baby, how my patient was doing, how my holding was doing. And I said, holy cow, that is a beautiful chart. And I already knew that Netflix still makes sense. I can still make a valuation case for the stock. And I know what the performance of Netflix has been over the years. It's been phenomenal. Over the last 10 years, Netflix has delivered 54% per year to investors. Are you happy with that, huh? Reed Hastings has done all right. And you know, the other thing that impresses me about Netflix, he graduated along the way. He was first just mailing out those DVDs so you didn't have to go to the store. That in and of itself was a major disruptor. Disrupting and putting out of business Hollywood Video, Blockbuster, all the little mom and pop video rental shops. But he adapted as times changed, and it became a streaming company. Okay, now we're streaming. Now we've got a whole new ballgame. Now he's taken it to the next level where they're producing content. And what is happening to the cable companies? The same thing that happened to the Blockbusters and the Hollywood videos. Just ask Comcast. Just ask Time Warner Cable. People are disconnecting. The same thing that happened to AT&T is now happening to the cable companies. We're now streaming over the internet just like we're calling long distance overseas over the internet. Now, you can continue to own the cable companies. I don't care. Be my guest. Or you can buy the streaming companies. And more so than that, you can still own CBS and the networks, right? The big networks. Or you can own now the companies that stream original content. How much of a shift do you think there has been away from watching the Beverly Hillbillies or I Love Lucy on the major network stations, which in my day, you know, I can remember a time when there were four or five stations to choose from. Now there's thousands of stations to choose from. There's been a fracturing. The same thing has happened to the music industry. Well, Netflix is making their own content. Is it working? Well, Netflix earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by 40% per year. They're expected to continue to grow at a very rapid pace. Look at their last four quarters. Earnings up 67%. Earnings up 142%. Earnings up 173%. Earnings up 60%. And I hear it all the time. Well, how can I buy it now at 345? It's hitting new highs. Well, put it all back into perspective. Netflix is now a $149 billion company. Apple's a $960 billion company. You don't think that Netflix still doesn't have room to grow? And I remember, you know, oh, they're pulling Disney. Disney's going to have their own streaming service. That's the end of Netflix. And Netflix sold off a little bit. Now it's hitting new all-time highs once again. So what I did yesterday is I set a 3.3% overall position for all my premier growth, all my ultra growth, and I checked first on all the people that already owned it. And I deleted them from my block, trade, buy, and I then placed that buy for those people that didn't have any exposure to Netflix yet. Well, now they do have exposure to Netflix. Sometimes I'll get a client call me and say, I gave you $100,000 3 weeks ago and you've only bought three stocks. Why should I be paying you a management fee? And I tell them, you know what? I'm a methodical, I wait until the time is right type of person. Don't worry, I'll move fast enough for you. Do you want to manage the account? I'll give it back to you. You gave it to me to manage, and now you're complaining about the way I'm managing it. I like to buy stocks when I think the timing is right. And it depends on how the market's going. There's a lot of factors that come into play. But I bought Netflix yesterday. You could say I bought more. I didn't add to existing positions. I bought positions for about 60 people yesterday that have come to me recently that didn't have the stock yet. So I just wanted you to know that that's how I operate here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't throw your money at the market the next day. I'm very, very strategic, and Netflix is a key position in my growth portfolios. And you want to own Kimberly-Clark? Be my guest. I got one more when we come back. This is a dividend stock. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I will be starting my newsletter this afternoon, and it will go out sometime this weekend. It looks like a very busy week, so I'm not sure. It may not go out until Sunday, but it will be thorough. It will have checked every nook and cranny of the market. I'll give you an update on the valuation of the market, the leading sectors in the market, the leading asset classes now, the leading stocks now, my technical analysis, where I see trouble, where I see danger, where I see opportunity. That's one of my pride and joys. Maybe I should play a Stevie Ray Vaughan song during this segment, my pride and joy. I really enjoy. It's my internal research. It forces me to stay on top. I mean, I don't want to miss anything, whether it's the German Bund or inflation in China. Believe it or not, it does trickle down. And it trickles down right into your 401k, your TSP, your rollover, your retirement funds, your safe money. It does. It trickles down. So it's good to have a guy that's out there who stays on top of this stuff to try to keep you out of the places where there's minefields right now and try to keep you in the favorable pathways in the market and to always be up on the watchtower looking out on the horizon for that next big one, that next big recession, that next big bear market. We don't know when it will come, but we know it will come. Now, this next one I want to close with the day with, the show with. If you believe that North Korea and Iran and Russia are going to lay down their arms and we don't need to protect ourselves anymore, then you don't need to listen to my analysis of Raytheon Company. Raytheon Company in Waltham, Massachusetts, not too far from Boston, makes guidance systems, laser missile systems, integrated defense platforms, and command control systems, protecting against such attacks. Yeah, believe it or not, it's still a growth industry, and I'm sure you understand why. As long as there's despots in the world, and as long as there's evil in the world and dark places in the world and secret combinations in the world, we need to defend ourselves. We cannot lay down our defenses. We cannot trust these despots. And Raytheon is one of those companies that helps protect us and keep us safe. Now, when all this North Korea talk started, did you notice that the defense stocks sold off considerably? Raytheon, for instance, went from an all-time high of $230 down to $196. It corrected by about 15%, $30 per share, because all of a sudden we wouldn't need to protect ourselves from that crazy loon in North Korea, because he was going to lay down his arms, hand over his nuclear weapons, destroy them, destroy everything. And, of course, Iran was going to abide by their agreement that they made with us. And so the defense stocks, well, why do we need Raytheon anymore? Why do we need Lockheed Martin anymore? Why do we need Northrop Grumman anymore with their drones and their stealth aircraft? And those stocks sold off pretty viciously. Well, wishful thinking, I guess. Now they're starting to come back. But they're still well below where they were before all of this peace pipe smoke started blowing through the air coming from the Sinai, the North Korean peninsula. Now we've got Raytheon back to $213 a share, but it is still well under its all-time high. I've always noticed that instead of chasing big dividends, I've noticed that those stocks generally aren't growing much anymore, like Libby. 5% dividend, but no growth. Well, I would rather take a lower dividend to get some growth and get a combination of a dividend and growth. That's just me. Well, Raytheon is a $60 billion market cap company that only pays a 1.6% dividend, a lot less than Libby. But I think in today's world that missile defense systems are more important than canned peas. And Raytheon has put up some big numbers over the years. Over the last 5 years, between the dividend and the capital appreciation, 29% per year. Over the last 12 months, 33% per year. And I don't think the threat from despots and nuclear warheads is going away anytime soon. If anything, it's only going to increase over the next many years. Well, I continue to own about a 3.5-3% position in Raytheon in my income and growth portfolio. You can buy a U.S. Treasury yielding 3%. With absolutely no possibility that I can see of capital appreciation, or you can own some dividend-paying stocks that also have a chance for capital appreciation, and you can manage them tightly along the way. To me, there's all kinds of alternatives to the interest rate sensitive fixed income investments that are being pawned upon us by Wall Street's passive, do nothing, move on to the next guy, keep selling, you don't have time to manage the money mentality. I'm sorry, but that's the way I see what they're doing. And I don't think it's going to end up well, and especially given the fact that there's plenty of bond-like instruments out there that can be held in a safe bucket that aren't interest rate sensitive. It makes all the sense in the world. Now, I'm not saying that Raytheon is one of those, but there are lots of them. And that's where Bill Gunderson and my planner and others can come into play to help you get out of those bond funds. This is Bill Gunderson. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.